Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful for the gift of life. Thank you for the ability to see. Thank you for good health. Thank you for our hearing abilities. Thank you that we can feel. Lord, all this, we don't take it for granted. This afternoon, we lift our hands to you and we say, have your way in us. May we fulfill your purpose and please let your will be done. Deliver us from ourselves and Lord, show us mercy. Lord, have mercy on us. We have endured mockers and scorners. Have mercy. And let your will be done in our lives. Grant us understanding hearts that we will not live here the same. May we be changed. May we be healed and be restored unto the joy of your salvation. Thank you for bringing us together. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together. And please be seated in heavenly places. I'm trying. Yeah. Fantastic. So last week we began a new series, a new journey, and we began to look at this book, The Art of Hearing. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Hearing is not a science, it's an art. You need an art. Do you understand?
Yes.
A science can be proven. If you do this and do the result will always be the same. That is what we call a science. It can be proven. We can. That's why sometimes when people want to be some way, you ask them, oh, but the last time when you came, you said this. They said, oh, I don't remember. You cannot prove it. Do you understand? You said, oh, but you told me this. I don't remember. What can you see if the person says, you cannot force him to remember what he says he don't remember. But signs can be proven. Do you understand? So an ability to hear is very important. Amen.
Amen.
And why should you have an ability to hear? Why should you have an ability to hear? Because if you cannot hear, you are disabled. In fact, they will give you even a special name. You are called deaf. It means you cannot hear. And we also notice that it takes more than the ears to hear. Because almost all the mute people, all the people who are deaf have ears. So it takes more than the ears to hear. Are you there? Yeah. And we also notice that the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 10. It says, there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world. In the world. And none of them is without signification. That is to say that there are so many voices in the world. And each of the voice has significance. Or each of the voice has a meaning. And each of the voice is influencing you, whether you know it or yes. Whether you like it or not. Are you here?
Voice.
Yeah. You can listen to a song and the song will have influence on you.
Voice.
Yeah. You've seen it before.
Voice.
Yeah. If you go and listening to song, sexual healing, sexual healing. Before you notice that you need a sexual healing. Meanwhile, you were not sick. Meanwhile, you were not sick. How many have listened to songs that the songs were having effect on you? You see that the song is having a very wrong effect on you.
Significant.
Every voice has a meaning and influence. That is why Jesus said, take heed what you hear and how you hear. Are you here? That is why you need to choose your friends. When I see people, when they are listening to wrong songs and you say, so it's effing. When I see somebody and you say like that, I don't have respect for you at all. How can you choose? How can you be there and your environment is controlled by somebody else? Effing. Meanwhile, you can change the meter band. You can change the frequency. Do you understand? Choose what you hear. Because the voices you are hearing are not neutral. They will influence you. If your friends keep talking to you about their boyfriend, about their girlfriend, what they are doing for them, you will be surprised that you find yourself doing one, even if you don't intend to. Because the voice you are hearing is going to have effect on you. If you are among unbeliever friends and they are saying, why are you going to church? Get your life. Don't you have a boyfriend? Before you notice, you are out of church. I'm telling you. But as you are keeping yourself and you have another friend who is also keeping herself or himself or herself, you notice that when it comes to Charlie, it's not easy. I have seen some girls, it's very beautiful, but because of God, I cannot do this. So, Charlie, it's not only you, me too. Wow. See that you hear somebody who is also keeping himself. Yeah. So you notice that Charlie, it's not only me. That's why Christians must have good Christians as friends. Yeah. As you are struggling to pray, I said, let me try and pray. You see that Charlie, I also want to pray. You notice that Charlie, the prayer is difficult for all of us, but some people are forcing to pray. As you say, Charlie, it's not easy. My quiet time, but I want to force and have it. They said that the other said, let me also force, because I did not want to have it. So the voice you hear, you notice that it compels you, it forces. I'm telling you. So have friends. It's not easy to be a Christian. That one I will tell you. I will tell you before even we start. That is not easy. That's why you need to hear from good people who have determined that no matter what the world is throwing at them, and no matter the temptation and what is coming, they are going to keep at it. And you need such people who have also determined that, look, it's not easy. It's not easy, but God will help us.
Yes.
That you see that you are sharpened. Iron sharpeneth iron. So one man by the countenance of his friend. So your friend's countenance, as he's struggling to obey the word of God, you see, they say, Charlie, let me also, let me also force and do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, so it's very important what you hear. Because when you become a Christian, am I talking to anyone? When you are an unbeliever, you are going to choose between good and bad things to do. Do you understand? Is it good to smoke or I shouldn't smoke? Should I steal or not steal? Should I fornicate? That's when you are an unbeliever. Do you understand? But when you become a Christian, for some time, you will not have options between good and bad things. Your options are going to be between good things. You will have to choose between, do I need to go and win a soul or I should fast and pray?
Wow.
do you understand? Yeah. Should I go to church now or I should visit my friend who couldn't come to church? You see that you have two good options. So which one should you do? That is why you need to know that now you need the Holy Spirit, your ability to know the voices that are available for you and influencing you. And your ability to select the right one will be your greatest success. Hello? The first is that your ability to know the voices. Last week, if you were not here, please get a message. 12 different kinds of voices that is trying to control you or influence you. So your ability to know these 12 voices that are influencing you, albeit in a gradual way. Do you understand? Some of us, more than the 12, circumstances is influencing. I'm telling you. Some of us, different voices are controlling us. So your ability to know that, okay, this voice is control. Let me stop. My friend is trying to control me. Even as I'm talking, some people here, you have finished exams. You know that you should stay and do your Bible projects. Do your spiritual work. Pray for yourself, for your future, for next year. You are going to go home. And some boy is sharpening his tools, waiting for you. You know, but the voice is telling you that, oh, finish quickly and go. Finish quickly. And then whatever voice you are listening to, you know that something is waiting for you that you are not prepared. Okay. You know that, hey, I'm going to backslide, though. It can. And instead of listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, telling you that don't go, stay, fast, pray 50 hours and prepare before you go, you something you listen, everybody is going, everybody. So people are going, unbelievers are going, so me too, I'm going. And you know what you are going to, that you can easily come back not as a Christian. Or you can come back with a pregnancy. And sometimes you come back without pregnancy, but with HIV. Yeah. Different things. So you need to know what voice is controlling me. I can't go into all that. So we saw 12 different kinds of voices. The voice of God, the voice of your parents, the voice of the Bible, the voice of Satan, the voice of your flesh, the voice of your mind, the voice of your spirit, the voice. Different. You need to know all the voices. Hello? Are you here?
Voice.
You need to know all the voices and you need to know which one is trying to control me, influence me. Sometimes the voice of circumstance. December is coming. Do you understand? Yeah, there's going to be festivities. People are going to have parties. This and the circumstance is forcing you because everybody is going to go to the party with a friend, with a boyfriend, with a girlfriend. So it's like, let me also get somebody for the festivities. The circumstance is affecting you. It's talking to you. Normally, you are a good person. You don't drink. But the circumstance, the Christmas is going to force you. December is going to force you to drink. And put on weight before you come. You are going. Yeah. You are going to eat, what do you call it? Muffin and fat cooks and different things before. Yeah, when you come, you see that you have become slow. You see, when you are tall and even you grow big, you see that you become short. And some of you are already short. So next day, you see that you have become round. You have become like a ball. You have become round. Yeah. Are you here? So listen to me. Your ability to know the voices and to select the most important one is going to be your success. So today, I'm going further to share with you what every Christian must know about the voice of the mind. The voice of the mind. Are you there?
Yes.
Because in Deuteronomy chapter 28, we notice that God spoke to us. And the Bible says, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, and to observe all the commandments which I commanded this day, then you will be set, you will be set up high above all the nations of the earth. Is that not it? So when you listen to the voice of the Lord your God, the voice of God, the voice of God has the ability to set you up above your colleagues. Amen. Yeah. But the other voices that you need to know, especially as you become a Christian, is the voice of the mind. Because we have the voice of the flesh. Turn your Bibles with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23. It's the Bible. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23. Can we read it together? One go. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That means completely. They are not holy like special. Holy, complete, totally. Sanctify. What is the meaning of sanctify? To cleanse. To purge. Sanctify you, to cleanse you wholly. And I pray God, let's continue. Amen. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus. So the Bible teaches us that we were created in the image of God and in the likeness of God. God is a tripartite being. Okay? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And we also notice that what the Bible says is true. We are also created in His image and in His likeness. So when it comes to also a man, he says, may the very God of peace sanctify you what? Holy. Yeah. I pray God that your whole spirit, soul and body be preserved. So man is not made up of only spirit. But the Bible teaches that you are also a tripartite being, your whole spirit and your whole soul and body. So the three also come together as one. Is that not it? So if you remember, so he said that these three components be preserved, blameless. So it's not only your spirit that must be preserved, but your soul must also be preserved. In addition to that, your body must also be preserved. Amen. Amen. When we got born again, what happened? It is our spirit that God saved. Your soul is not totally saved. The day you got born again, your spirit became born again. Nothing can be done to it. It is perfect, complete. But when it comes to your soul, even me, after many years of being born again, my soul is still being saved. Because your soul is made up of your traits, your emotion, your intellect. Do you understand? Yeah, and the house of your soul is the mind. That is what the Bible says, that be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. So the mind did not get born again the day you lifted your hand. How many remember that after you lifted your hand, even when you were going, you still felt like doing the wrong things? Even though you are born again, your spirit was new. That's why you can see somebody who is born again still fornicating. Because the body feels like it. Because the body is not saved. The soul, you still feel like smoking. You feel like drinking. You got born again and you went back to masturbation. The spirit was saved. Who am I talking to this afternoon? It's not like you are not born again. Your spirit was saved. But your soul is not yet saved. It's continually being saved. That's why if you don't come to church, you don't read your Bible, you don't obey the word, your soul will never be saved. That's why sometimes you see some believers, they are worse than unbelievers. Even though they are born again, but the soul is untouched. They have not renewed their mind. Hello? At 1 Peter 1, 9, what does it say? Or 2 Peter 1, 9. The soul is always being saved. Quickly, let's see. 1, 9. Go to 2 Peter 1, 9. Okay. Yeah. Receiving the... Let's go to verse number 8 and let's see. Okay. So he's talking about us. Okay. Maybe go to verse number 7. We can start from the 7. Yeah, it's a church. If you can't read the Bible in the church, then where can we read it? And when I leave it, you'll not go and read it. So the 7 says that the trial of your faith being much more precious than what? Gold. That perisheth not, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and what? Honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. He said, when your faith is being tried or you go through temptation, Bible says that it is precious. When you are born again and you don't have temptation, you say you are born again. Do you understand? And the boy that you want, that you have never been able to express it, now the boy comes and say, hi, baby. I have been having thoughts about you all night. And I feel like expressing to you today. Then something goes through your heart. Boom, say, hey, what is happening? Am I about to lose my salvation? When you were not born again, the guy did not look at you. And now that you are born again. Or a lady that, I mean, you've been eyeing. That you know that, no, this lady, it will not work. Now that you got born again, you came, received Holy Ghost baptism, you are speaking in tongues. You were in your room. Then the lady came in, hello, can I be your friend? They said, hey, what is happening? What is happening? She is coming to ask whether she can be your friend. And you notice that your salvation is in question. That's what the Bible is saying, that when your faith is tried, when you are born again and you are having temptation, should I fornicate? When you said it works more precious, it works out for you to have something more precious than gold. Faith that has not been tried is not precious. The only time you can say you are not a thief, it's when you are tempted to steal and you did not steal. But if you have not had any temptation to steal, you cannot say you are not a thief. The only time you can say that you have kept yourself since you got born again, you know, under the blood, before born again, during and after. So before things happen, but after born again, you are a new virgin. My God. You have kept yourself. I don't know who I'm talking to. Yeah, all the things you did before born again is under the blood. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All the old things have passed away. Behold, all things have. Yeah. So we need to have the old you that is passed away, buried under the water. And the new you, now you are going through trials and say it's so precious than even gold that perish. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing. So when Jesus appears, you see that the temptation, the struggle that you overcame, It is going to be so it is more precious than you can imagine. Verse number 8. Whom having not seen, Jesus that you have not seen, yet you love. Do you understand? Yeah. In whom though now ye see him not, yet believing. That's the reason why we are keeping ourselves. That's the reason we pay our tithes. That's the reason why we pray, we fast, we do. We don't know, though we see him now, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Then look at verse number 9. Receiving the end of your faith. The end of our faith is what? Even the salvation of ours. Not the salvation of your spirit. The end of our souls is when your soul is saved. When your character. Do you understand? Because the saving of your soul is not one day job. How your language changes gradually. How your behavior changes. Do you understand? Gradually, you notice that you've been born again, but it was the second year that you stopped swearing. How many understand what I'm talking about? Sometimes you've been born again for 3 years. A specific sin is this year that you stopped. That's why it's that the end of receiving the end of your faith is even the salvation of our souls. But when you got born again, your spirit was saved. But your soul has been gradually being saved. How many notice that your language has changed? How many know that you can see that you are not who you used to be? You are better than what you used to be, but you are not what you want to be. How many? Or you think that you are your best? And you can see that you are a little better than what you used to be. What is happening? It means your soul is being saved. As for your spirit, it's saved. From the day you got born again, your spirit got saved. But your soul is gradually being saved. That's why you see that your language changes, your dressing changes, your character changes, the swearing goes away. Do you understand? It's like one after the other, your soul is being saved. Your soul is being saved. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why the Bible is saying that I pray God that your whole spirit and also your soul and the body, as for the body, you know, be preserved, blameless. Your spirit may be blameless, but your soul can be blameful. How many know that you are born again by your soul? When we look at your character, your behavior, your moodiness, your things, it needs salvation. How many know that your spirit is born again by your body? This body. Are you here?
Yes.
Yeah. So the Bible says that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you there? And I'm talking about that aspect, the mind, okay? The voice of the mind. What is the voice of your mind? The voice of your mind is your thought processes. Your thinking and your thought processes. Can you, your mind can talk to you by holding here. Your mind can be telling you. Maybe even as I'm standing here, your mind can be telling you. It doesn't have to say whatever he said. Well, is that how to say it? Could he not have chosen another example? Why is he always mentioning this fornication thing? We say we will stop. We say we will stop. Does he always have to mention it? You see, I'm not hearing, but you can see that the mind is talking. How many you can see that your mind is talking? And you are the mind is saying, but we said we will stop. So why is he always bringing it up? Why is it, Pastor? Come that we have chosen. That's why we come. We want to be changed, but the way sometimes you do things, we don't like it. You see that the mind is talking. The thought processes. How many can hear your mind speaking? Yeah. So the mind has a voice and is the thoughts. And your spirit have a voice. The voice of your spirit is called conscience. And the flesh has a voice. The voice of the flesh. One is what you are hearing. You hear it with your pandemic, memory. Cerebral what? The cerebral is there. Cerebrum, eh? The hammer. Okay. The ossicles. The three of them. Hmm? Okay. So that's what you are here. We are here physically. Do you understand? And the flesh can also speak without this audible voice. See that you are feeling something. You are feeling thirsty. When you feel thirsty, there is the flesh telling you that you should drink. Sometimes you are feeling sleepy. The flesh is talking. You are feeling hungry. It's still the flesh talking. Do you understand? Or you are feeling for something I cannot mention in the preaching. You are feeling that somebody should scratch your back. Or somebody should hold some part of your body and shake it for you. Hey! You are feeling something. You see that it's not the mind and it's not your spirit, but you can see that the flesh is talking. You see, so you are not experienced, all these voices, if you follow the voice of your flesh. You can overeat, you can oversleep, you can indulge in so many things. Yeah. And you can also follow the voice of your mind. Sometimes the mind will tell you that, try and see what, you've been just smoking cigarettes. Why don't you try weed? Why don't you mix it? Nobody knows what your mind is saying, but you are there. You see, the things are occurring to you, thoughts. That why don't you do this? So the voice of the mind is there. And the voice of your spirit is also the conscience. You see, when the conscience comes, it's not a thought. You did not think about it. That's why you hear people say that something was occurring to me or something told me. You did not think about it. It's a knowing. Yeah. Are you here? But this afternoon, for the few minutes that I have to spend with you. Hey, is my time up? I know you will say I should take my time. Then time will be going also. So you notice that all these voices are available, apart from even the, so I'm talking about the four things that every Christian should know about the mind of the voice of the mind. Is that not it? Yeah. Four things every Christian should know about the voice of the mind. Okay, so number one, your mind is your greatest asset. It's the greatest asset that you have, the greatest gift. The greatest property you have is your mind. Are you here? Look, God has given you beautiful face. We thank God. God has given you wonderful height, good health. But I want to. Why? Do you think that you are too short? No. You are not short. You are not short. Somebody is a dwarf, so you are not short at all. Yeah. God has given you all this, your sight and all that, but the wonderful gift you have is your mind. That is when the mind is disturbed, you have a special place that they will take you to. Psychiatry. You can have a good leg, can have a good sight, can have everything, but when the mind is not working, everything is not working. The mind can spoil everything. You can have a leg of an athlete. You can have a heart of a Kenyan or Ethiopian. You will never get tired. Do you understand? But when the mind is not working, when they say, on your marks, set, go, then... you see, the mind is not working. You may be the fastest person, but when the mind is disturbed, so your mind, tell somebody you have the greatest of the gifts. And believe it. Believe it. Believe what I'm telling you. You are not as poor as you think. And many people don't even thank God for the fact that God has given them this beautiful, wonderful, precious gift. You see, if you listen to advice, okay, and you acknowledge the gift of God in the form of the mind that he has given you. Though you may have had a noble birth, born in a poor family, you can become greater than a person who was born to rich people but never respected the gift of a mind. When you listen to the right voices, you can become greater than somebody who has money today but is having the wrong voices talking to him or her all the time. Are you there? That is why you need to count yourself blessed that God positioned you in this part of the world. Why did I even choose that? I'm not going to Stellenbosch to start a brand there. Meanwhile, I started a brand there long before. Or UCT, which will be just a stone throw. But I'm coming all the way. God has something for you. So that you even hear specific people. I'm telling you. Specific advice.
that you will be changed, that you will become. You don't need anything. If you can allow yourself and give God time, you will rise up here and become one of the blessed people. You will financially be prosperous. You will have good health. You have good marriage. You everything, but because of the voice you've been listening to. Yeah. And if you're also not blessed to have a certain voice, you see even the types of friend you have, before you notice you have changed your life, before you notice you are even looking something. Yeah. The first thing I will tell you about the mind, that the difference between animals and human beings is because of the capabilities of the mind. That is why you can see a wheel. Do you know that the vein, the arteries, and the vein of a wheel is so big that a human being can swim? Yeah. The heart of a whale, a blue whale, is like a VW. One VW car. A heart. Do you understand? Yeah. Whale is so big. But because they are more than a million times stronger than me and you, we are nothing before a whale. But by the use of a superior mind, we are able to catch a whale. We are able to tame a whale. We are able to this. Can you understand the power of an elephant? A small human being is able to catch an elephant, tame an elephant, do something. You can see a tiger. You can see a leopard. You can see crocodile. You can see all these wonderful big things with beasts. But by the use of the mind, the greatest of the properties and the gift God has given you. So if you are here, you are not making use of your mind, then you have not respected the gift that God has given you. Then you are the reason for your poverty, because you have emptied your mind. And the next thing I will tell you, even before I come there, is don't shut your mind, don't close your mind, and don't let your mind go on vacation because you are born again. Because you are born again, your mind has gone on vacation. Because you are spiritual, you are born, so you don't use your mind again. Who told you? God has never given you anything that you don't need it. If you don't need it, he wouldn't have given it to you. But most of us, we don't even think with the greatest gift. You look at the way you do things. When did you sit down and engage this mind fully for what you want to do? I'm told that the black mind is very expensive. The brains, the one for the black man. My brother, where are you going? No, sit down. You see, just say, we are closing now. You have the whole day to talk to anyone. It's not well. Okay. Are you here? Sometimes the portion that will change his life is what the devil is taking him away so that you don't hear. Yeah, if your mom is at the hospital, you're not a doctor. There's nothing you can do to change. I'm telling you, there's nothing. The best you can do is to pray. Even if you go to the hospital, what are you going to do? You are not a doctor. Unless you are a doctor that you can do something that the doctors can do. Sure. But there are certain things that if you don't use the mind, you understand, your emotions will lead you. Let me run and get there. You run and get there, and then you have gotten there without money. So even when you are there, you cannot help. The use of the mind, your greatest asset. If I need to beg you, I will beg you that please don't empty your mind. It makes the difference between being an animal and being a human being. It makes all the difference. The closest to human beings is, chimpanzees. And the highest mind they can have is to the level of 1.5 year, maximum 2 year human being. They cannot develop about that. That has chimpanzees who are the closest. They cannot have the capabilities of thinking beyond, do you understand, average 2 year old human being. And 2 year old, there is no different from an animal. They can poo poo without telling anybody. Do you understand? Yeah. So if you have a mind and you don't use it, then you are becoming like an animal. And anyone who has a mind that doesn't use it, you look into the life of the person and it's no different from an animal. It's no different from an animal. You see that the person becomes beastly. He has conditions of an animal. He lives. He doesn't plan. Things happen. Do you understand? If you use your mind, you are supposed to be totally different from how animal is. Animals give birth, they eat, they have sex, they die. People who don't use their mind, this is what they live for. They will eat, they will drink, they live, and that they see that there's no difference. But when you use your mind, you become different. Number two or three, whatever. The next one, I'm still talking about the mind. Your greatest asset or property or gift. The difference between two human beings is their mind. If you take two ladies or two guys, the difference between them is the one who is using his mind and the one who is not using it. Yeah, even human beings. Just like animals, okay, go for all the leaves and what grasses and they don't cook it. And they will eat it raw. At a certain level, other group of human beings also harvest tomatoes, cocoa, timber, and they keep it raw. They cannot process it. They can't process the cocoa into chocolate. They cannot take the timber and make, wardrobe out of it. Another person who has developed his brain to make equipment begin to control, just like how we control animals who cannot use their mind. If you also don't use your mind, people who use their mind begin to control it because you also use the raw material. So we may be laughing at chimpanzees and monkeys that they are eating raw food. They don't. We are laughing at lions and tigers because they don't cook the meat. But when you also look, you see that you also have raw material. You are eating the goat raw. The goat is not processed into anything. That we are here. Pound, the British pound, is stronger than any currency. And is backed by gold. Meanwhile, they don't have gold mine. And those of us who have gold mines, our money is the lowest. Go to Ghana and see. The city, Ghana city, is going like this. Meanwhile, the gold everywhere. Ghana used to be called Gold Coast. Everywhere there's gold. They dig everywhere, they find gold. Gold Coast. Gold Coast. The mind. What is the difference between the two of you? It's your mind. Those who have done well for themselves have engaged their mind, have used their mind. That's why I'm telling them, my brother, my sister, don't close your mind. Your mind cannot be on holiday because you are born again. You are spiritual. You have the Holy Spirit. Can I show you how to cross N1?
Okay.
Yeah, because you are born again, when you want to cross N1, you stand by there, you close your eyes, you say, Holy Spirit, help me to cross. And when the Spirit prompts you, then you cross with your eyes closed. Is that how to cross? You would die. Because you are born again, you cannot close your mind that you are waiting for the Holy Spirit to prompt you. Because you are born again, you are not learning your course. You are not studying. You are waiting for the Holy Spirit. When you sit and there's something, it should appear. No. The Holy Spirit should write for you. Do you know that God will not do for you what you can do? God comes in what you cannot do.
Yeah, that's why.
If you did not need your fingers, he wouldn't give you. That's when Jesus was going to raise Lazarus. He had the power to bring the dead alive. But do you know what he said? He asked them, where is the tomb? Where? He did not use supernatural word of knowledge to find where Lazarus was buried. So you guys buried him. Show me where you buried. I will not use spiritual power. I need to. Do you understand? I don't need a word of knowledge to find out the problems and the things that you are going through. I need to ask you, what is your problem? So that I don't have to now begin to use word of knowledge. No, but you are sitting by me. So that I don't waste my time. Tell me the problem, then I will give you the answer. But you want me to be there. Tell the person closer to you that the difference between the two of us is how we use our mind. You can see a beautiful lady, beautiful than all the other ladies, but she cannot even use the mind to walk well. Do you understand? Or a nice guy. A beautiful, you know that this one is beauty. Yeah. Yeah, it's 11 over 10. You can see. That is beautiful. But you will be surprised that the beauty will kill her. The beauty lets her say yes to anyone who says, I love you. Can't use the mind. Cannot use them. I'm telling you. Some people, their beauty have killed them. Because they don't know how to say no. Why do you pray about somebody who has proposed to you that you don't like? Then you are not using your mind. It is when you are not sure, you like, you don't know whether it's the right thing. They say, let me pray. But when you know, do you understand? That I don't like this. Bible says, watch and pray. That means think before you pray. Some of the things when you think, you wouldn't pray about it. There are things that you are praying because you have not thought about it. But somebody has proposed, you don't like the person. You can't stand the person. Why are you praying about it? Whose time are you wasting? It is when it is likely that you may or may not. Do you understand this? So let me pray if it is. But you know that I can't stand this person. Don't pray about it. The answer is no. Go to the next one. Or you don't understand. I'm talking about how to use the mind. That's what Jesus taught us. That watch and pray. Don't just start praying before you pray. Watch. Watch, watch. Watch. No, this one I don't need to pray about. This one I don't. This is the one I need. Do you understand? Because I won't pray about what I don't want. I won't pray about what I don't want.
Sure.
Hmm? Do you think that I'm praying that God should give me a bicycle? No. I'm not praying about that one. I don't need a bicycle. So why is it the will of God for me to use a bicycle? It's not the will of God. I'm not praying about bicycle.
4 hours for a bicycle.
4 hours for a bicycle. Another thing I'm not praying about. Even if you give me helicopter, a jet, a plane now, I won't pray about it. I will just use the money for something. I'm not praying that, should I use the plane? I'm not ready to use a plane. I don't know what I'm going to use it for. Do you understand? Yeah, so even when you give me a plane, I will just sell it and get the money for something. I will not pray, Lord, should I use it? I know the answer, so I won't pray about it. God has given me the answer in my mind.
Wow.
Watch and pray. Tell somebody, don't send your mind on holiday. Because you are born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here or you've gone home?
Yes.
Number 3. I'm trying. A combination of the voice of the spirit and the voice of the mind will lead you to promotion in this life. A combination. Do you understand? Don't be a fool. Say that some people say the Holy Spirit has spoken to me. The Holy Spirit cannot speak to you without your mind. There are things that when you say Holy Spirit, I will tell you that I did not hear, but it's not the Holy Spirit. Do you understand? So you need to know that the combination of the voice of the Spirit or the Holy Spirit and your mind. You cannot say the Holy Spirit has told me something. One day,
a certain brother,
he was close to three beautiful ladies, and they were all in a Bible school. And the guy was handsome, called everything. And they were together, they ate together, they did ministry together. And 4 years, they had been together. So at the end of the 4 years, they were about to graduate. They were going for graduation. And unknown to each of the three ladies, all the ladies went to the guy to tell the guy that God has spoken to them. The first lady goes, Sister A went, she said, Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the brother said, Hallelujah. Amen. He said, last night God spoke to me that the two of us, we should spend our lives together. And the brother says, Okay, thank you for letting me know, but God has not spoken to me. In the afternoon, Sister B also came. Glory, hallelujah. And the brother said, Hallelujah. He said, you know, God has moved. The last time, last night, God ministered to me that I should tell you something. God says, the two of us, we should spend our life together. They can see a promising brother there. Then the brother said, I thank you for letting me know, but God has not spoken to me. Then in the evening, the last sister came. He came and said, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. God has moved. God has spoken. She also said the same thing. And the brother was so, sad. Do you think that God spoke to all these three people? You see, sometimes your mind is telling you that this person is a good person. He will be a good person for ministry, for a husband. Don't say God has said. Don't say your mind. When I look at you, you need to say that when I put two and two together, my God, you think the vision I have in mind, a good girl, tongue talking, beautiful, thin base or thick base, you, all your vital statistics, you are like Venus and such as I like. But I don't know whether it is the will of God. Left me alone, you satisfy everything. I don't know whether you agree that we should pray about it. If it's the will of God, then we can spend our life together. Is it not a better way of talking to intelligent being who God also has given her a mind than coming to tell her that Mashantoriyanda? Last night, God spoke to me. I saw you in a vision. I was putting a ring on your finger. And God said, she is the one. See, you are using God for something that God has no... Your mind is talking to you. You have calculated. You have seen that, Charlie, this lady, the way she is, if I can have her in my home, half of my problem is solved. She knows how to talk. She's a Christian. She believes she can pray for me when I'm down. I just need somebody like this. Tell the person that when I think about it, this is what I see. But I don't know whether it is the will of God. But I like you. If God doesn't speak, Charlie, you have slain me. You are the one I see. When I close my eyes, you are the one I see. When I open the eyes there, you are in it.
You are in it. So please, don't laugh at me. If you also feel likewise, then come along, let's pray together. How many understand what I'm talking about? But letting people who look spiritual but are not spiritual deceive you that God has spoken to. Are you here? Yeah. So it's very, very important. The combination, that's what I'm saying, the combination of the voice of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit speaking, and the combination of the mind, the voice of your mind, the reasoning. Are you there? The reasoning. You cannot just wake up and say, God has spoken to you to marry the person. Do you know the person? Where is her background? Where is she from? How old is she? What is she doing there? You don't know all this. You say the Holy Spirit has spoken to you. You don't even know her age. You don't know where she's coming from. Do you understand? You cannot. You cannot. One day. I almost made a mistake. You know, when I got born again, I was not sure of myself, so I did not have any lady friend. I don't want any trouble. I don't want any trouble. That you say that I have led you on and I have broken your heart. So when I got born again, I did not have any lady friend. Then somebody came to work at my workplace. I trained her for work internship for a year. After that, I got her to be there for another year or two. And I noticed that she was a decent lady, goes to church. I led her to receive Holy Ghost baptism and all that. Then I was thinking that maybe she's the one. Maybe she's the one. But in my growing up as a Christian, somehow God has ministered to me that my wife will not wear glasses. So the day I was going to propose to this lady, she came wearing glasses. I said, hey! 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 So I had set up to propose to her. When she came with, I had never said, when I saw her, I said, wow, God has spoken. Because I had known. Somehow it was like a knowing. So when I would have, I mean, she, up to now, she's a good person. Up to now, she's a good person. But there was a knowing that God, when she came, I don't know how, but I knew that, hey, I almost made a mistake. The combination of the voice of the Spirit and the voice of the mind will bring you into promotion. Do you understand? Yeah. Up to now. She's married, had, I mean, fantastic ministry. But I noticed that even maybe I wouldn't have been in the ministry because when I see she is traveling the world, she's traveling the world. I noticed that I could not have constrained her that let's sit down and do ministry. You understand? You can see that you have a call. And people want to travel the world. They want, so, do you understand? No, you want to be about souls. That's not their mind. You either have a broken home or your ministry will be destroyed because you did not hear from God and you did not use your mind. But I did not know all these things that with time days. I can see today, she will go to Japan. She moving up and down. Hey! Are you here? Yeah. You yourself, you know that you are what you insecure. When you see even your friend talking to, it's like when you have a friend, you don't even want your friend to also have friends. Not that your friend is your husband or wife. It's like normal friendship. But you don't want your friend to have any other friend. It should be only you. You should know that you have a problem. When you think about how insecure you are, how jealous you are, when a handsome guy speaks to you, tell that, please, I cannot handle your handsomeness. Your handsomeness is too much. It's too much for me. just look for somebody who can handle.
You're too hot to handle.
Yeah, you are too hot to handle. Hey. Are you here?
Oh, yes.
I'm trying. Do you understand it?
Yes.
So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 24. Look at it. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. Are you there? Let's read it together. One, go. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the So Christ is not only the power of God, it's also the wisdom. So when you are born again, don't close your eyes. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, you want to pray for every situation. No, there are situations you need to use wisdom. Christ is not only power. Christ is also wisdom. So use your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you see that? That if we want to divide Christ into two, 50% is power, 50% is wisdom, the use of the mind. So why do you want to close your mind when you are born again? Are you here? I see you using your mind. And the use of your mind will bring you promotion. Think about it deeply. And God will give you wisdom. Yeah. When you think about it and you don't get it, God will step in. But if you don't think about it, He's not ready to step in. But when you think about it and you're about to make a mistake, He will step in. Like Joseph, he thought about it. Bible says, and when he thought of putting Mary aside privately, when he thought about it, somebody that I have paid Lobola, before we came together, we just went to Eastern Cape to do the engagement. And Joseph came to Cape Town, waiting for Mary to come, return from Eastern Cape. You return from Eastern Cape, you say you are pregnant. Ah! Which who? You are saying that the spirit. And Joseph said, no. Even the father, you are not able to tell me the person. You are dangerous. Anyway, I don't want to make you a public example, disgrace you. So I'm going to put her aside privately. Matthew chapter 1, verse number 18. When you start from 18 going, Bible says, when Joseph thought about it, when he thought about it, somebody, I love this lady. But for you to even say that you are pregnant, you are not telling me that you made a mistake with this person, or maybe before you proposed to me, I was seeing this person. And I have stopped with him, but it looks like he's made me pregnant. Are you there? So Joseph thought about this. I said, no, you know what? It's okay. Your parents should take the lobola and just be somewhere. Let me use it. So when he thought about it, when he finished, exhausted the faculty of the mind, and he got it wrong, then God stepped in. You need to finish using your mind before God, before the supernatural. Before the supernatural is the natural. Do you understand? And Joseph being, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. He thought about it. Should I disgrace her? Should I take her to the family? He was minded to put her away, what? Privately. Verse number 20. But why, again, he made use of the mind. He made use of, that's what I'm saying, the combination of the voice of the spirit and your mind will bring you promotion. If you don't use your mind and you say that I'm depending on the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit say move, I will move. You are making fun of yourself and you are making people laugh at us. But while he thought on these things, behold the angel. So he was thinking.
was thinking, then he slept, the angel spoke. The supernatural stepped in only when the natural was exhausted. And he got it wrong.
You have not. You say you don't know math. You've not got anybody to help you. You've not done it. How will you understand? Just when you have finished, get people to explain the topic to you. I don't know who I'm talking to. Don't come first of all for a prayer. Get people to explain the topic to you. Spend some time. Work example. If you are not getting it, then you come for prayer to understand what you've been taught. That's even what the Holy Spirit does. He brings things into your remembrance. That means that you should have known him before he can remind you of. He brings things into your remembrance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here? Are you going to make use of your mind? If you use your mind, I'm telling you, your life will be beautiful, because God has you, he has a purpose of giving you this beautiful gift. And not only that, protected it with the scar. He's protected the whole brain with the scar so that it's intact. So if you don't make use of it, I don't know why you wouldn't want to use your mind and do well. And you want to. I mean, do you want to go and do manual work? Can I tell you something? Any job that needs a lot of strength, you will be paid less. The job that will be paid more, you don't need a lot, you need a mind. If you want to be used more, you want to be paid more, use your mind. How much are construction workers paid? People who are digging the ground, carrying heavy things, and how much are they paid? But those who, a doctor can come. Do you know what a doctor needs to work? Even if your equipment that you use in working demands a lot of strength, you will not be paid much. The money goes into the equipment. What all that a doctor needs is a pen. He will just come and write it. He's working. A lawyer comes. He says, hey, what happened? Oh, I was driving, then the lawyer take pen. It's working. As you are talking, it's working. Accountant comes, say, what can I do? I want to open it. As you are talking, he takes a pen. All these people, they are working, but the 80% of the work is in the mind. 80% in there. Tell somebody, decide to use your mind. I don't know who I'm talking to. Don't know. You take your pen or you are working. But you see, somebody's work, even before he starts, he needs to eat a lot before he can start. He needs to eat. If you are not full, you can't work. Do you know anybody like that that needs to eat? May that never be your portion. In the name of Jesus. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 8. Hey, our time is up. We need to close. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 8. What does the Bible say? It says, exalt her. It's talking about wisdom. And she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Tell somebody, embrace wisdom. That means that use your mind. Wisdom is the use of knowledge. Applying your experience is wisdom. Are you there? Anyway, I don't have time. I don't. I was about to say something, but another time. Because I really want to end. Bishop says, wisdom is the intelligent use of your thinking capabilities. Wisdom is the ability to take right decisions based on the information available to you.
Wisdom is the ability to ignore. Ability not to ignore the realities when they are before you. The person you want to marry, he will tell you that I'm coming to you at 7 o'clock. It doesn't come. You can see that the person is an unfaithful person. All the information is available to you. You saw condom in his pocket. When you ask, it, oh, it's for a friend. I don't know which of the friends saves his condom in another person's pocket, but you believe it. When the next fast money come, you will not see him unless it's finished. The only time you see that money is finished and is. I say wisdom is your ability to take decision based on the available information. Are you there? Yeah. You have found, according to you, you have found his friend's condom in his pocket. You believe it. Yeah. According to you. You believe everything. When he had money that you thought that the money that he took from you, he will return it. He said the money got lost. You believe it. Oh, I was bringing your money. It was in an envelope. I don't know what happened. The money has gotten. You believe all these stories that qualify for movie. Be honest, some of the stories, Nollywood needs them for movies. You believe all. According to you, tell somebody according to you. All these wild things, you believe it. The last one. Too much reasoning can turn you into a fool. If now also you decide to think and not also consider God, you begin also to be a fool. That's what the Bible said. The foolish man said there is no God. Now you begin to believe in evolution more than you think that you are a developed. Do you understand? When they were trying to come up with the theory of evolution, they go to a place that they notice that, so who created all these things? Instead of acknowledging that it must be God. Do you understand? Now they say that no, there's a big bang, surely. The explosion came. Boom. Then
nothing made something.
Yeah. Out of nothing came something. And you believe. I don't know how many of you can believe that an explosion that came in Germany brought Mercedes Benz. Do you understand? For Mercedes Benz that you see, how did they come about? So there was a explosion. Then when it happened, boom, then Mercedes Benz came out that we could have a tie made of rubber. We could have the chair made of different upholstery material. Leather is here. We have metal. We have different intricate things, different materials. That engine, explosion brought all these things. How can explosion bring into being a complicated human being like me and you? You see, if we have gotten, they have gotten to a point that they needed to acknowledge God as the creator of all these things. Then they say, no, we will find a way to take God out. When you overthink and you want to take God out, you become a fool. So the overuse, overthinking, overdeploying of the mind to the exclusion of God makes you a fool. Tell somebody, don't be a fool. That's why you told Nebuchadnezzar, look, I will let you chew grasses like an ox. So you learn to know that I, God, I rule and reign in the affairs of men. Hallelujah. May you always retain God in your thinking. I say, may you always retain God in your thinking. May the Lord bless you. Yeah, I see you deploying the powers, the prowess of the mind. You will be successful. You will take good decision. Your mind will bring promotion to you. You will succeed. You will break through. You will make it. You will be a leader, overseer. Yeah. You will be captain over many because you are making use of the mind. Look, if you see people who are not using the mind, please. I don't know whether I can talk to you. Do you know the difference between those who are paid a big salary at the workplace and those who are paid a small salary? What is the difference? Knowledge that they have. Do you know that in the same workplace, some people wear uniform and others don't wear uniform? Do you know the difference? Knowledge again. The development of the brain. Do you know that those who are wearing uniform, they are all of them are taken in one bus? Do you understand? And another one person goes to take him alone in an expensive car. He doesn't wear uniform. Do you know the difference between those who are taken in a bus and those who are taken in a very expensive car? Knowledge again. When you go to the workplace, you will see that there is a parking reserved for somebody and other people, there's no parking reserved for them. Do you know the difference between those that are reserved, a parking is reserved for them, and those who don't know where they will park every day? Knowledge again. Sure. Even when you have knowledge, it looks like knowledge even reduces your age. You, if you like, look at somebody, uneducated lady who is 30 years or 40 years. Do you understand? And compare her to 80-year lady who is educated. You notice that the 30-year-old lady is looking like a grandmother. I'm telling you, if you put 30-year-old lady or 50-year-old lady who has been to school by another 50-year-old lady who has not been to school, you notice that one is a grandmother, old, weather beaten, and one is fresh, like 22-year-old. Yeah, it looks like the use of the mind even changes something about you. Not only ladies, but guys are like, hello? Do you know any educated person who is in his or her 60s? Do you know anyone? And do you know another person who has not been to school is also in the 50s? What is the look between the two? There's no comparison. It looks like even the use of the mind has a way of affecting the body. I'm telling you. Look at Donald Trump. He's about to turn 80 years. And look at somebody who is 60, who has not been to school. See, a 40-year-old woman is already a go-go. Magogo. She is magogolized. What is happening here? Just 40. How many have seen one before? Yeah. And some of us, you're also becoming old because you don't read, you don't engage the mind. When you don't engage, some people finish school and when they finish, they don't read again. And it affects even their look. You see, when you see, I don't know, let me close. Can I tell you something? The happiness, joy, celebration of an uneducated, somebody who has not been to school, is only food. That's the only thing, that their source of joy is only food. There is no source. Do you understand? Maybe food, or even maybe sleeping with women, or that's the only food. If you have not trained the mind, you don't have any source of happiness or entertainment. That's when they are happy. It's only food. I'm telling you. So when the mind is not trained, even the medium of excitement, what can make you happy, is limited to food. All the uneducated people, the only thing that makes them happy is food. Do you understand? They will not embark on an adventure. They will not say they are going to a zoo. They are going for a sightseeing. They want to have a boat ride. They want to see a mountain. It's not, what is mountain? You see, so I'm also telling you, if you are here and you are also like that, the only thing that makes you excited is food. You need to know that there's something wrong with you. You are like an uneducated, like you are not making use of the mind. Hey. Beautiful birds, flowers doesn't mean anything to you. Do you understand? And when you give somebody a flower who has not been to you, you ask, am I a grave? Yeah, a lady, beautiful lady. Somebody gave her a flower. She got angry. Said, am I a grave that you are bringing flowers to? He said, hey, it's like it is. I don't know who I'm talking to. Stand to your feet. May the Lord help you to use your mind. I see promotion coming. Look, you develop your mind. Develop your mind. God gave you this wonderful mind as a gift to you. Develop it. Do you understand? I said, what is the difference between those who are given uniform and those who don't wear uniform? What is the use? What is the difference between those who have a time to clock in and people who can come to work in the afternoon? And what is the difference between those who are paid in hundreds of thousands and those who are paid almost nothing? Oh. Yeah. Are you there?
Yes.
I want you to, what is the difference between them? All the people, even if you get a company to take you in a bus, then God has blessed you. And the one who is taking a loan in a baker, and you will be sitting at small something, sitting at the back of the car, and the driver is wearing white gloves, and he gets down and salute and go around and come and open. And you all, you are fighting today. I'm sitting here. I came first. You wake up very early and you drive to the workplace, but you don't have a parking. The whole place is full, no parking. But somebody comes after you and there's a parking for the person. What's the difference?
Knowledge
again. Tell somebody, develop this. And you go places. I see God promoting you in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and begin to thank God. Tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Oh, yes. That by the use of the mind. Oh, yes. The voice of the mind. May I train. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Be lifted and be exalted. We are grateful for your word to us. May we not be the same. In Jesus' mighty name. Still with your eyes closed, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me and pray for me. If you are here, you are not sure of your salvation. Maybe you were once born again, but so many things have happened. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to be born again.
all I'm saying is, this is the right thing to do. Lift only your right hand above your head and I'll pray with you. You want to be born again. You want to give your life to Jesus. Is there anybody here like that? God bless you. God bless you. Lift your right hand above your head and we'll pray together. Father, thank you for every hand that is lifted. We pray thanking you for what you have done. May we be changed. Thank you for teaching us that a voice, your voice to us, is what will make the difference. May we combine the use of the greatest gift you have given us and your spirit, the combination that it brings us promotion according to your word. We thank you. Now with your hands lifted, if you've lifted your hand, please come to me. Let me pray with you. My sister, please come. Come, let me pray with you. God bless you. Come closer. Lift your two hands like this to the Lord and pray with me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, this afternoon, I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me and wash me. Cleanse me with your blood. From today, I believe in you, Jesus. You are the Son of God. You died for me and you rose again. I receive you into my heart as the Savior, the Lord, and the Master over my soul. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I am yours. I belong to you. I will follow you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. Amen. Father, thank you for your dear daughter. I pray with her and I pray for her. Let the grace of God that brings salvation be her portion. Lord, fill her with virtue. Fill her with your spirit. Cause her to love you, to know you, to walk with you until the very end. Thank you that her life will never be the same. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.